Welcome to the podcast for Utah legal professionals looking to thrive in the practice of law and in their lives. Our host is Martha Knudsen, the executive director of Utah's Well-Being Committee for the Legal Profession. Martha is an experienced lawyer with expertise in positive psychology, the science of well-being, performance, and human thriving.
We know that well-being is good for us both personally and professionally. So why do so many lawyers struggle with it? Let's look to our brains for clues. Have you ever wondered why it's so much easier to recall and think about unpleasant or negative stuff that happens to us far more than the good? I mean, maybe you dwell on insults or criticisms more than compliments. This is because the human brain is like super glue for negative experiences. We're hardwired to notice the bad far more than the good. This is called the negativity bias. It's a leftover from when we were primal, hunter-gatherer, caveman types. And in those times, quickly noticing and responding to threats is what kept us alive. So now, while we're no longer in a daily fight for survival, our brains have not caught up yet and are still automatically scanning for anything that might be wrong. Now, this negativity bias can definitely be useful in some situations. It helps us to avoid stuff we don't want to mess with. But it can also impact our well-being by causing us to over-focus on the negative and ignore the good things in our lives. As lawyers, we take the brain's natural negativity bias and we supercharge it. So think of what we do. We're paid to pay attention to things that may threaten our clients. We train and then reinforce our risk-spotting abilities every day at work, burning those neural pathways deeper so that risk spotting ultimately becomes second nature. This is an awesome job skill for a lawyer, but unfortunately, what makes us great lawyers can be really hard to turn off in the rest of our lives, and we may not even realize that we're doing it. Over time, this tendency, this negativity bias, can lead us to feel and act more pessimistic, blinding us to the joys of our lives and harming our capacity for positive relationships. So when risk spotting is part of our gig, are we doomed to a life of negativity? Not at all. We can change our brains. Thanks to neuroplasticity, we can get better at noticing the good things in our lives and less reactive to the negative. This does take conscious effort and deliberate practice. A scientifically proven method is practicing gratitude. So among other things, taking time to notice and reflect on the people and things that we're thankful for boosts our mental health. It helps us to sleep better, improves our energy and immune system, and makes us overall happier. By actively practicing gratitude, we're training our brains to notice even more things to be grateful for. So it's like an antidote for the negativity bias. And research has found that practicing gratitude for even 1 week can have positive benefits for up to 6 months. How do we get started? A good way is to carve out time during the week for gratitude. Maybe you make Thursdays thankful Thursdays when you focus on what you're grateful for. If you're going to do this, make sure you switch up your gratitude activity so you keep it fresh. Here are some ideas. You write down 3 or more things that you're grateful for. This could be something that happened that was great, stuff that you're good at doing, a beautiful day, really anything that you're glad about. Another idea is writing a gratitude letter. Here, you think about someone you're grateful for and then write a letter to them expressing it. You describe in detail what they did for you and how it impacted your life. Then you read it out loud to them. Research shows that doing so will boost both your happiness levels and theirs. Final idea is we tend to be glued to our phones. So on one Thankful Thursday, you could use your phone camera to take photos of the everyday things that you're grateful for. Your significant other, your dog, maybe just your coffee, your running shoes, the awesome assistant at work, your comfy sweats, stuff like that. Then share the photos with others and explain why they represent something you're thankful for. The bottom line is that as lawyers, while issue spotting risk helps us at work, we don't have to live our lives in that mindset. Gratitude can make us happier and healthier by balancing out the negativity spotting that we're so good at. we can literally rewire our brains to notice more of the good things in life. So it's worth asking yourself, what am I grateful for?
Thanks for joining us for this podcast on well-being in the legal profession. Watch for new episodes coming soon.